Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
So what is this phrase that's currently driving you crazy at home?
Well, there are a few, right? So friends of ours have kids who watch the streamers. I don't understand the streamers, but a streamer is someone... As you watch them playing video games.
Yes.
Okay. And there's this one famous streamer that keeps saying, "Let's go!" And that has now caught on somehow. Where it'll just be like a random thing.
Peanut butter sandwiches, let's go!
And I'm like, whose child is this? And then I also got a very big shock. It was just before school ended. And my kids don't have phones, so they don't really know about the social media stuff. But their friends do. So jy dink, okay, cool, my kinders gaan dit nou nie doen nie, maar want hulle het dit nie.
Ja.
Maar hulle is blootgestel aan dit die hele tyd. So ek het eendag vir hulle verby die badkamer gestap en hulle was albei daar. En toe sê James... Ew, brother, ew. And Fallon also knew exactly what it was.
Brother, ew.
Brother, ew. And if you don't know brother, ew, it's from a TikTok. I still haven't re-downloaded TikTok to my phone, Rob Forbes.
Well done, Mackenzie.
I will have you know that much. Yeah, so there are all these like weird sayings and catchphrases that kids seem to pick up from online stuff and things that they watch and the internet especially. So ek wil weet, ek is nie die enigste ma of ouer wat een of ander tyd net met 'n let's go of a brother you verras word nie. I can't be the only one that is experiencing this. What has your kid picked up from things that they've watched online or games that they've played online? Ek wil weet, ek is nie op my eie nie.
We're asking about those little annoying things that your kids have learned off the internet, watching streamers and memes and goed en Roz lag haarself stikkend.
Ek lag my stikkend, want dit is vir my net so lekker dat ek nie alleen in hierdie ding in is nie. Ons het boodskappe in van oumas en tantes en mense wiese ons het een boodskap ingekry van iemand, sy vrou is 37 en sy sê vir hom sulke goedjies wat irriterend is, but this is my favorite one so far. Nou wil dit nie werk nie. Kom computer.
Wil hy nie saam speel
nee,
vandag
die computer,
nie. Nee, guys, to be honest with you guys, being a young parent, most of the things my child says also says so we just quote memes throughout our house. And our favorite one currently, it's old, it's been out for a while, but it's still, can I pet that dog?
Wow, too good. Iliska het ons hier gestuur.
Hi, my kids picked up also from those YouTubers, What the Sigma?
I've never heard that one either.
I've got teenagers. I don't know what it means because they say stuff and it just goes past me. But
no one
I've
knows what them, it means.
Yeah,
but it's provocative.
Gets the people going.
You see, we were also like that. Imagine our parents like, oh, no one knows what it means.
Etienne, thank you for.
Dr. Kiss 5 and say no. Oh, come on, dude.
This is by Oleg. Can you imagine, oh, come on, dude, coming out of a 5-year-old?
Go and fetch your shoes. Come on, dude.
Wait, one more. Max. In Maxwell?
Hi, Robin Rose. My 14-year-old does exactly the same thing with the let's go. And he's now learned broke got some drip or something like that, which just means that you're looking stylish, I think. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I keep asking him, what does that mean? And every time I ask, it changes. And if he wants to high-five you and your fingers like touch each other, then he's like, oh, bro, just dub me up. So I don't quite understand what that means either.
Bro, just dub me up.
Imagine telling your mother, bro, got drip.
No, but the best thing is now, and I'm learning this because I've been speaking about the fact that our kids, obviously being half English, they sometimes call us mate. Yeah, mate. And apparently bro is the next one up from there.
So it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to be bro.
Bro and bruh.
Bruh?
Nee man, ek is moeg al klaar julle. Ek is moeg hiervoor. What have your kids picked up online
right
now has become part of their vocabulary? En hulle gebruik hierdie goedjies met jou, asof jy ook een van hulle speelmaats is. Can I pet that dog? Tell me if I can. 084-8500-942. We are talking about slang or little sê goed wat jou kinders van YouTube of enige online ding optel. En weet jy wat? Ek is ook skuldig hiervan. Chris will look at me and I'll say something and he'll just go, what do you mean? What is that? And I think Forsy's wife is also suffering with this.
Jacaranda, how's it, Robin Ross? My wife, 37 years old, started with this brother ew thing, and that is irritating the living life out of me.
There are so, so many. Mense is net so sneer. Ek kan nie. Dit is of hier, let's go! Of die brother ew, of heeltemal ander klomp goed. And sometimes you actually don't know what they mean.
It's the speed at which the new ones come
yes,
out as well.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to think back to when I was a kid. I mean, we all had slang phrases that came through, you know. Some of them I even got my parents to adopt at one point.
Really?
Yeah. My dad will, unironically, if he likes something, he'll say, cool, dude.
No, I love that for him. That's adorable.
It's very cute. But I remember when we started saying dude or like or all these things that came through and our parents looked at us and were like, what's wrong with you?
Shanique just sent a message. I learned this from Rob, actually. I found myself saying, nee, my bro, since I started listening to you guys.
Shanique, you're welcome. I'm glad I could bring some benefit to your life like that.
Also, we got a message in, I can't find it, from someone who said their kids are saying skibbity toilet.
I've heard the word skibbity.
What?
But it's not,
yeah. Does it mean?
Ek verstaan nie.
So, ek is nou 42, I had to Google skibbity toilet. In the same way that the skibbity toilet is a villain in the animated series, calling someone a skibbity toilet means that they are evil or up to no good. So if you say someone...
I'm going to pass on that one.
Skibbity...
Ons gaan hem uitlos totdat hij weggaan, and then we wanted to think about it anymore.
Wow, this has been a real eye-opener, guys.
But you wanted to know that you are not on your own, Mackenzie. Jy is nie alleen nie.
Dankie, Rob Forbes.